montage movie thought. Ironically enough, he did beta for this, so thanks to Tim, he's a multi-talented boyfriend. It had never said I love you to Greg. Greg had brought it into casual conversation, whispered it after sex, before sleep, and Nick knew that it must hurt Greg, that Nick had never said it back. It wasn't that he didn't feel it, as he had felt it for a while, but as time had gone on, it had become how to say it without making it into too big of a deal, and the longer he waited, the harder it got. When they started, he hadn't planned on it being anything more than what his relationships in the past had been, some sex, some food, and an understanding. He wanted a friend who he just happened to sleep with, and with Greg he had had the friendship and the sleeping with part. But something else seemed to be seeping in. And one day, when he was sitting in the lounge, and Greg was sitting at his desk, it just hit him. He loved him. It wasn't some prolific moment with violins and Cupid. It was just Greg focusing the microscope, rocking out to some loud music that the two pieces of glass and a half hallway buffered Nick from having to hear. And once he realized it, it was every little thing that reminded him that it was true. He caught himself, when he woke up, always before Greg, studying him. Greg slept in what Nick could only call rabbit-chasing dream mode, like every dog that Nick had ever owned. He twitched, made soft, almost moans, and would occasionally wake up to say random words before instantly falling back to sleep. The first few nights, Nick admitted, he fought the urge to wake him up and kick him the heck out of bed, but now he just watched and smiled and found it endearing. He wrote himself notes on post-its and left them everywhere. At first, Nick didn't notice, but they creeped into his house like technicolor bugs, attaching themselves to the doorways and mirrors. He found that he would read them, even when he didn't know how he felt with Greg slowly taking over his life. There were boring ones, of course, but there were always a few random ones that would leave Nick chuckling for the rest of the day. He tried sometimes to make himself not love him, just to make sure that he still could. In the beginning, he could pretend that he was able, to detach himself long enough to be able to say he didn't. Now he caught himself looking at Greg and realizing, to his own horror, just how much he felt for that crazy kid he swore was just some sort of place filler. He would catch himself smiling after even the briefest contact in the office, and it couldn't be pawned off on the newness of the relationship, as it wasn't new, or on something he did, as it wouldn't have to be been trying to make Nick smile now. And so, when he builds up the courage, Nick lets himself respond to Greg with a simple, "I love you too, G," just before they fall asleep one night. "I know," Greg says, his eyes closed, letting a smile play across his lips. And damn it if it doesn't make Nick love him more. The end.